Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. In Sudan, partners are empowering local teams to translate and share scripture during the war. Then, a ministry is offering seminary-level training to inmates through a ministry partnership. We'll tell you what's happening and how you can be involved in just a moment. But first, the latest clashes between Sudan's army and rebel forces left 17 dead and over 100 seriously wounded. Now, these attacks were part of intensified fighting near the border with Chad. Sudan's civil war started 3 years ago, with strong evidence of genocidal violence in Darfur. But few in the West are paying attention. Jesse Griffin of Unfolding Word tells us,
there's genocide after genocide, and oftentimes it doesn't make the news because there's other conflicts that are more germane to United States politics.
Still, there's hope. God is working through Sudanese Bible translators who partner with Unfolding Word.
Because we have empowered the people to do it themselves, and they don't need outside help to do the work, it's actually progressed in spite of the war.
Teams are completing the New Testament in Sudanese Arabic and Maslit this year.
So it doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out 7 or 10 year process. They're actually using Scripture as they work on it. On a weekly basis, they are not only understanding Scripture, translating it, applying it, but then they're also ministering it in their church context and they're proclaiming it in the refugee camps.
Many Muslims are turning to Christ after hearing the gospel in their heart language.
Pray for their protection, because many of them, as soon as they make that decision, their lives are in jeopardy from those that are closest to them.
Our next story starts with a question. Who stole my sheep? Many churches around the world often find themselves competing for members. Joe Handley with A3 says this mindset blocks collaboration. He recalls meeting two Indian leaders who joined an A3 cohort.
They thought the other was stealing sheep from their church. And during the process of the 2 years, they became friends. And they realized it wasn't true. They started working together for the kingdom.
Competition comes at a cost. Losing the fellowship that Jesus intended for his disciples.
When we get into that scarcity mindset and we get trapped in the fear of, oh, they're going to win, we're going to lose, that doesn't help the kingdom.
Instead, Henley says, the model should look more like teamwork in sports.
The Bible itself is about us being in unity together and how beautiful it is when the church is unified.
A3 works to help leaders in different countries see the shared kingdom goal beyond smaller differences. This requires taking time to understand the unique context of each region. Local leaders know their nation far better than any outside team. So the key global shift is from a Western-centered approach to a polycentric mission.
To empower local leaders in local contexts.
Pray A3 continues to unite and empower gospel work worldwide and for unity in the church. And finally, have you ever thought about going to seminary? Well, what if you were behind bars? Wouldn't that be impossible? Dee Peterson with Prisoners for Christ talks about how their ministry makes seminary possible for inmates in multiple prisons throughout the U.S. They do it in connection with the Urban Ministry Institute, or TUMI.
The goal of TUMI in the prison environment is to provide the quality seminary-level coursework to equip and strengthen Christian ministry leaders for the inside church.
The inside church refers to believers within prison walls as they live out the call to make new disciples of Jesus. Seminary classes help inmates prepare for life after prison, too. Peterson says one U.S. inmate that Prisoners for Christ served actually came from Mongolia, and his coursework changed his life. After he was released, he returned to Mongolia, where he's become known as a community leader. He reached out to Prisoners for Christ to thank God.
Just looking back at my life and what I've been through humbles me. Through TUMI, God has stretched my faith, matured me, and made me an active follower for Christ.
If you feel nudged to explore prison ministry in the U.S., courses are facilitated by volunteers just like you, and Prisoners for Christ offers training every step of the way. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.